Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. You like that, how when he said we're good, I just pop it the fuck
up. Period, that's what you got to do. You ready. Like that. If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
We got Masika Kalisha in here. Did I say that right, baby?
You said it perfectly.
Huh? I know I got a raspy voice with it, but you know, I try to. You do. I told you, I was like, look, I said, I didn't know who you were, right? I knew somewhat, but I didn't know who you were. But I said, if I would have heard you in a Target or in a Walmart from around the corner, I would have thought you sounded like an ugly bitch, but I would have hit the corner and I would have been like, damn, okay, she actually bad. Like, oh, and she sound like a chick that got something going on. Voice sound real powerful.
I'm telling you, I can never get past this voice. I'll be at a Target or a Walmart. I don't really go Walmart, but and I'll be talking and people from the next aisle be like, is that Masika? Because the voice is just so... It's a little deep. It's a little raspy. It is what it is.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Where'd you come from? You L.A. bound?
Heaven.
You out here in L.A.?
I came from heaven.
You came from?
Yes.
Okay.
With the angels and Jesus.
It's pretty far.
I traveled for you.
It's pretty far. You traveled for me, though. You did it.
Yeah.
I love
it. No, but I live here now. I've been here for about 12 years. Yeah.
Where originally before?
Chicago born and raised.
Okay.
And then my parents moved to Atlanta when I was still in high school. Mm. And then I dropped out of college and moved to LA. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving and grooving. Yeah. See, me knowing that you one of these little popping little chicks, right?
Big.
You're popping.
Big.
Okay, big and never the little.
Yeah, thank you.
I get that. Okay. Understandable.
Thank you.
I get that. Thank okay. You. What I admired about you the most is you didn't come in with a whole bunch of fucking gaudy jewelry on trying to be like, we already know you know. You just kind of came in classy.
Cute,
you didn't bring in too much.
I mean, it's still a honey.
But you didn't.
But it's cute.
But it's cute. It's worn well.
Thank you. You know, I like to be a lady.
I really respect that. You like to be a lady, huh?
Sainty.
Well, sometimes, girl, you know you've been known to get on the dark side.
Oh, if I have to.
The dark side of things.
If I have to. If I have to.
How old's your babies?
So I have a 9-month-old and a 7-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the best thing that ever happened to me changed my life. Yeah, my girls, just.
What was you doing before?
Whatever I wanted, everything, anything.
And he was dangerous.
Outside.
He was dangerous.
Ruthless.
Yeah.
No patience, didn't give a. You know, yeah. I mean, before you have children, when you're in your 20s, you're young, you just live, you know, you have fun. You live for the
it's
day.
Nice. Yeah.
What's no, I'm okay. I'm okay. Still cold. Thank
you. Sure you're good.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I might need a refill in a minute, but
Well, we got one sitting on reserve, baby.
Of course you do.
But I want to get through some. I want to, you know, get to know you.
Yeah.
And let your fans see you. You know, over here in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, and sitting back and just relaxing and getting to see a different side of you.
I'm excited about this. Honestly, like I haven't done interviews in a while.
Yeah.
When I was pregnant with my daughter last year,
also
I didn't
need to pop your chair. We'll repop your chair.
There we go. You know,
it's
I kind of
popper Terry Donnie.
I kind of just went quiet for like the whole pregnancy. I didn't want anyone to know I was pregnant. I had so much turmoil publicly during my first pregnancy, so I literally
both of them Fetty kids.
No.
One just by Fetty.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to my nigga Fetty Wap, man. Free Fetty Wap.
Yeah, free him.
Get him outside. We're going to talk about that, too. But, you
I
know,
bet.
I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see if you, you know, you might have just been like, you know, shit, I froze some of your semen. Went to the doctor. I don't want to have two different baby daddies. You know, there's some chicks that pride themselves on that.
Listen.
They be like, nope, I got the same baby daddy. No way, no how. I ain't doing it. My kids got the same father, you know?
Yeah.
I know it's not fortunate for anybody, though.
No. No, I got married. And I had a kid with my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually did like, you went down like, you know, moral road.
Yeah. Yeah. We did that.
She went down moral road on us one time.
Yeah. This time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience, you know. Yeah. So, two beautiful girls.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it gave me patience because like I said, I never had it.
Yeah.
And made me like set roots, like get grounded, because you know, I was just doing whatever. Now I'm big on investing and, you know, stocks and generational wealth and making sure that my daughters are set up for the future so they don't have to deal with the things that I had to deal with and having to figure it out. And like, you know, I never want them to have to make a decision based off of need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never want my daughters to ever be in survival mode.
Yeah.
So having one daughter and then having another one, like it just changed everything for me.
Yeah.
No,
I like
yeah.
that. That's
so cool. I haven't done any interviews or anything like that because, like I said, I was kind of just quiet through my whole pregnancy. I announced that I had my daughter when she was 2 weeks old. And everybody was like, wait a minute, what? What? You had a who? Wait a minute. People thought it was a baby I borrowed because, like, you know, no one knew I was pregnant. So I haven't done interviews. I haven't done press. I haven't done any of that. The first time I did any press was BET Weekend. And, you know, that wasn't just catered to me. Of course, it was catered to everybody.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm like, okay, the first interview I do, it got to be something where it can just be real, transparent, talk about things I never talked about before. So, yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
What's a couple things that you feel like you don't ever want to happen to your daughters that happen to you?
Woo!
Because it's got to be, like, right? No, I just wanted to touch on that because it's got to be something, right, that kind of like, no way, no how, this is what changed it. It's going to be 100 things that'll make you change. It'll be a couple of key core things that just be like, yeah, nah, I'm good. And this is why I'm about to get ready to set the boundary. Plus, I feel like you probably just, you showing your daughters, like, you don't want your daughters to need a man, but to want a man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And, I'm gonna start with that. That wasn't what I was going to start with, but I'll start with that because you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I definitely want my daughters to be strong, independent women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about an independent woman is you're an independent woman because that's what you have to do, but you still want a man that you can depend on. So I want to teach my daughters.
That was some real shit.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that one more time?
You're an independent woman because that's what you have to do to take care of yourself to survive, but you still need a good man that you can depend on.
Yeah.
Being an independent woman don't mean I don't need no. That's some weirdo shit to me.
Right.
It means that I can hold it down and do what I got to do, take care of myself, be sufficient. But when the right man comes along and finds me, as the Bible says, then that burden is lifted off of your shoulders, where you can then, you know, just dwell in your femininity and your softness. And obviously, if you need to, you know, step it up, cool. But, like, I want my daughters to be self-sufficient, but then I want them to also know how to let a man lead if he knows how to lead. Most men don't know how to lead.
That's the real bag. That's the gift, right? Like, that's what I've always thrived for, is a woman that's got everything and she looking for a man like me. I have the qualities, no matter what those qualities may be. The next 7 women don't have to like them, but she likes them.
Right.
She loves them, you know, and she's able to take heed. And then when she really opened it up, like, well, yeah, baby, you know, I'm sitting on this meal or two, you know, I really trust your guidance and what we got going on. My mama taught me right, you know what I'm saying, to only give it to a man that's worth willing giving it to. You know,
give what?
Not even just because you have to think about it. When it comes with marriage, when it comes with anything like that, we'll leave it just in even in relationships. You're hybrid now. You guys have crossed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be, you know, a life for a life. You know, her money's is his money. His money's her money. You know, some people live by different. Some people live different. There's a lot of women that live by the, you know, his money's my money and my money's my money.
Right.
You know, but I've noticed that a lot of women get mad also when a man stands on that same course.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I would too.
When do we break the barrier, though?
You know, I feel like these gender roles have...
Fuck the gender. When do we break that mold?
Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why?
When does it come? Because you know what? I've always noticed that women want the respect, right? You want the respect. You want to be looked at, not necessarily as an equal, but when you say something, you want it to be... you want 2 cents to be given to it, 2 fucks to be given to
it
when you speak on something,
right?
You know? We got to play equality here in that mixture.
Yeah, it's equal, but it's not the same.
Baby, I'm saying this is what women do these days.
Well, you know? I mean, maybe you're speaking from experience.
You know,
and there's a lot of that going on. You are right.
But I've seen it with others, and it seems like that's outweighing the actual woman that wants to come in and be. It's not even submissive. Nobody fuck a yes daddy bitch. Of course she gets ran over, right?
But submission
whatever.
Is not surrendering, okay? It actually takes a powerful person to be submissive because you have to be confident enough in the other person's ability and power to be able to lead you. So for me, like, I'm attracted to power. I'm not. There's not a look.
I like that.
There's not a look. It's not like, oh, he's fine.
Right.
That's weird. Like, there's men that I think are attractive, but I'm not like attracted
that.
To them.
I like that.
There's men that I don't that's think real. Are physically attractive that I've been attracted to
that's real.
Because of the way they carry themselves, their demeanor, the power they hold. I gravitate towards that because I'm a very powerful woman. And most men that don't possess power think, oh, she's controlling. No, honey. I need a man that knows how to lead. I need a man that I can trust because I've created an empire by myself. You know what I'm saying? For myself, for my children. So,
but it's no fun to do it by yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
Because I can lie my ass off and sit here and say, even as myself as a man, that, oh, I want to do it by myself. I don't think anybody wants
no.
to do it
No. I mean,
by
maybe
himself.
For a little bit when you're in your 20s and you just want to pop up.
Nah,
but, like, as you get
older,
no, nobody wants to do that by themselves.
No.
You know, so
nobody young wants to do it by themselves. That's why they have quote unquote friends. Everybody has
They
friends.
Just want to do it with a whole
we
bunch of people.
Learn, yeah, we learn as we get older, we don't have a bunch of friends. So
exactly.
You start to want to cling towards somebody that really has fuck them liking you for just liking you. Like me and have my best interest. Best interest is everything.
Absolutely.
I don't give a fuck about nothing else.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. But, you know, going back to the original thing that you mentioned about like what do I want to teach my daughters? You know, going back to, and everybody believes in different things. So this is not a universal thing, but like
for me, I was
raised to, you know, with what the Bible teaches. And that is that, you know, a woman is originally created to be a helper and a man was created to be the protector, the provider. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
okay. Okay. So,
go ahead.
So
continue.
Like
protector and,
provider. Yeah, protector and provider. You know, I've been seeing all these podcasts popping up. And I feel like podcast equipment was on sale because a lot of motherfuckers just talking out the side of their face. And a lot of these conversations are about masculine and feminine, soft and strong and all these other different things.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Don't mean to interrupt.
Please.
How can a man protect, provide when they don't, when women, a lot of women won't allow that? If you think about it, you know, some chicks go, and I'll say this just in a general, some chicks go to college to find a good career, find a good man. Some chicks go to college to get a career, good career, to let you know that they don't need a man, you know? And I just feel like, I don't know if that stems from the household, what your mama showed you, you know, what you
a lot of it,
seen,
yeah.
What you may have seen coming up, but I've seen a lot. And I'm not going to sit there and let that be the determining factor in how I treat somebody. Even coming, if I was in a relationship and the relationship was shitty, I'm not going to bleed that onto the next. And I feel like a lot of people have that problem with bleeding their last shit on. And when you ask them, like, why are you doing this to me? Let's just say we're the civilians in the situation. Mm-hmm. They're the suspects. We're the victims. Like, hey, why are you doing this? Oh, because, you know, my last situation, didn't you always notice that comes up in a mixture and now there's a problem? Okay, well, you have trust issues. Why are we even together?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
makes no sense. You know, I feel like a lot of people do hop in relationships these days and truly, genuinely, you're not even healed from the last one.
Which is very true. You know, it's easy to say, like, why are you bringing baggage? Because it doesn't make sense. But if I get cut, I got a scar. Hmm. And no matter what I do, I still got that scar. Hmm. I can act like I can put sleeves on to cover it. I can put makeup on to cover it. Right. But when I take a shower, that scar is still there. Hmm. So unless you deal with it with like scar treatment or cocoa butter or the silicone or whatever, it's always going to be there.
Even
people need
shit,
therapy.
It's still going to have a likeness.
It's still you can get it down.
Even
you can barely even
gone,
see it.
You and your
you know
mind
what happened.
Still know that there was still a scar there at one point
exactly.
in time. You're going to think about it.
Exactly. So people, especially black people, we need to be more comfortable with going to therapy.
No, don't
we
talk
need more
like
comfortable
that. They
with,
don't
with,
make it seem like we're against our own people. And not, I hate that shit.
They gonna make it seem like anything hey, when I say it.
No, because I know that you're
it's
about
cool
to
get on. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
I know you're about to get on some real shit, but I'm just saying that's what be wrong with our society. You about to get ready to really pinpoint something that we really truly need to fix, but you
yeah.
already know everybody gonna be in denial.
Well, they're in denial about everything. In denial about everything. You know, you're in denial till you die. And then, you know, that's usually whatever you was in denial about is probably one of the factors that killed you.
What do you feel like we need to fix, you were saying?
like you said, the scars from previous situations or relationships or even childhood. Like, most people don't even know the trauma that they dealt with that causes them to act a certain way because they've buried it for so many years. Right. Like you said, a lot of women that you've encountered have been on this, oh, I don't need a man type thing. And for me, like, that's not my ministry, but like, sometimes maybe it is that they really don't think they need a man, or maybe is they're hoping that a man will fight for them and show them that they need it, or maybe their mama never had a man to depend on, so they don't know what to do. So in situations like that, you have pretty much three options. One, move on to a different woman and just don't entertain it. Don't even waste your time. Two, try to figure out how to break those barriers down and try to figure out, okay, who hurt you? Where'd that trauma come from? And try to heal that wound. Or maybe she's just waiting for you to step up as a man so she feels comfortable enough to let her guard down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we eat fruit, right? You got an orange. An orange is juicy, it's delicious, it's sweet, but there's a peel on the outside. You're not just going to bite into that orange. It's going to be bitter. It's going to be nasty. You got to take the time to peel the shit, right?
You're on to something.
I'm just saying. If you want the fruit on the inside, if you want the sweetness and the softness of a woman, you got to go through that peel.
You're on to something.
You got to be willing to. Most niggas just come in. Ah, they want to bite. Yeah. Nigga. Yeah. You got to fucking peel me, my nigga. I'm a fucking orange. Like, you got to peel me to get to the fruit.
But what if I'm a man and I just want to get down to the meat and potatoes of the situation?
I mean, that's bitches for you. There's tons of bitches that you
can. I just want to get down to the meat and potatoes of the situation.
Hey, then get you a bitch that don't mind digging in some dirt.
Straight up.
Hey, she probably going to have a couple bullet wounds, cesarean scars, you know, nothing. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but she's going to have the tattoo around it, you know? And no shade. I'm just
saying,
you know.
Whatever you do, though, you got a nigga that want to get there for real, Masika. Like, you got a nigga that wants to, because it seems like you know a lot. So I like to ask.
I've been through a lot.
So, like, what do you do if you got a man that wants to get down to the meat and potatoes of the situation? He don't got time to play with you and court you the way you want to be courted, you know, or go through all the, you know, the dates and all the extra shit. He's like, look, baby, I love you. I want to be with you. I ain't got time for all the extra right now. Just know I'm with you. I'm going to rock with you. And I'm going to show you that I rock with you.
But it's all in the show and prove.
Yeah, well.
It's all in the show. Like,
what if he don't always got time to give you that extra reinsurance that you're looking for?
Because there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it. Like,
what's a couple ways for you?
Make sure the bills are paid. Make sure there's
bitches still go cheat and fuck other niggas with the bills paid.
Well, that's a dumb bitch.
I don't feel that's a dumb bitch. Well, there's a lot of them out here. Speak to them. You can look in the camera and tell them.
Which one?
Because there's probably going to be about a million trillion of them that's going to watch this shit. Any one of them, baby.
At the end of the day, like, women don't naturally have that cheating. I don't know. We're not natural cheaters, okay? For a woman to cheat, it has to be a couple things
going
on.
She cheats from the heart. Niggas just cheat because they did call.
You're right.
Cheat from the heart. Like, I know.
If they feel like something's lacking or something missing.
Right? Me and you together. You know I'm moving. I'm grooving. I'm doing what I'm saying. I'm doing what I'm doing. We put ourselves in this fantasy mixture, okay? I'm doing what I'm doing. And, you know I'm fucking some bitches, but you know it don't hit the same. Like, I rock with you because I rock with you. But I know if you go and do something like that, I know that you're not just doing that. That's a part of your vessel, like, that you doing that for a reason. You must have really liked this man.
It don't have to have nothing to do with him.
I might not even be looking at no qualities, no traits, right? I'm not looking at shit, but this bitch got a nice ass, and you know what? I know any nigga in his right mind gonna hit this. And if you got some action at the bitch, see, the only niggas that's gonna say that is niggas that don't ever get action out of bitches. It's hard to walk through a world, baby, knowing that you're supposed to seed the earth, right? Seed the earth, and you be a handsome, attractive man. And you
but
got
you
a whole
even,
bunch
you,
of.
But you don't even gotta
got
be handsome or attractive,
of,
though.
Hey, listen to me. I'm just throwing myself just in the. I'm just using myself as an example just because I'm here. So fuck it. Why not? And you know, you got all these irresistible women. Not every man can handle that.
That's very true. And especially with the social media age, women will throw themselves at you.
You
I have literally seen.
You are bad, right? And what makes you bad is your personality. That's what makes you one off, right? But let's be real. Me and you both know there's 100 of you out here.
No, there's not.
And look like, I'm just saying, that has them looks, baby. And you
no, that's
fine.
A lot of pretty bitches,
and
but there's only one of me. There's a lot of pretty bitches, though. There's a lot of pretty bitches.
Set yourself one off. But I'm just saying, like, men are attracted to, yeah, It's physical. Cool to know a bit, physical. But it's physical first.
Of course.
A woman got to find it within a man spiritually.
Yes. Well, no, there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women that actually go for physical attributes, which is insane to me as a woman. Like, I don't give a fuck what a nigga look like, how you act, how you behave, what can you do? Like, how? Because like
bitches start getting taught like niggas. That's why they act like them. You got to think about it. And you know what? I'm going to blame niggas for this mixture because you had to treat the bitch like one for her to act like one to even start it.
That's a part of it. And the other part is they didn't grow up with their damn daddies half the time.
In that aspect. And that do have a lot to do with it, too. But
it's an ongoing cycle.
She's not just, she's at least 9 times out of 10, and I would hope she's around her mama. So she's learning a lot.
But some of these mamas is worse. Some of these mamas is worse. Like, I'm not going to say names. But, like, we see a lot of these celebrity girls with mamas that want to be them, with mamas that come for their own children. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name names. but it's a lot of these mothers that want to be in the limelight, and they want to take the, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
if you're gonna speak
a lot of people weren't raised right.
Who you
a lot of people
like,
weren't raised right.
Who, one or two in your mind? Who do you feel
I ain't
like
gonna name these mamas because I already know what's gonna happen if I do it.
Yeah. What's gonna happen?
All I'm gonna say is, like, for me, I appreciate my mother for being my mother. Like, my mom would, sometimes my mom will see comments and be like, oh, I wanna reply so bad, but you tell me to stay out of it. Because it's like, this is my career, my job, this is what I chose to do. I chose to be in this public light. I didn't know everything that came with it, but that's my choice. My mama didn't choose it. My daughter didn't choose it. My sister didn't choose it. So if you jump in to try to defend me or anything and someone comes for you, I'm gonna get your IP address and pull up and I'm gonna be in jail. Then what's gonna happen? You know what I'm saying? So like, I appreciate the fact that my mama's my mama, that she don't try to jump on social media and try to get on the blogs and a lot of these girls weren't raised right. A lot of them didn't have their daddies around and their mama's acting fucking crazy. And if you really think about it, like where it comes from, like, Black people, we have only had fucking 70 years to do what white people have had centuries to do. You know what I'm saying? We've only been free since the damn fucking 50s. And the Black men were taken out of the home as slaves to make sure they couldn't bond with their children. And the children were so Black men abandoning their families comes from slavery. Like, I don't personally think that a man just gets up and says, abandon my family. You don't even know where it comes from. It's just... they were sold off. We didn't have men in the home that wanted to be in the home. So it's a cycle that we have to break, but we can't break it if we don't know this is a cycle. So we're now having women that were raised by women that were hurt by men that don't have men, and the men weren't in the home, and then the men that were raised by women that didn't have men, so the men act like bitches and the bitches act like niggas, and then they come together and they're battling because the man wants this power and this respect, and then the woman wants to be taken care of, but now she's had to take care of herself, and he's been raised by none but bitches in hair salons all his goddamn life. So now we got soft men that want respect, but they don't know how to get it. And they think you get respect by respect me and not realizing you get respect by taking care of her, by being a calm, being that male figure she never had.
Back to what you said, you got to be taught to be that, though.
And most of the time, we don't even know what the problem is.
You can't expect somebody to be that when that's not what that person was taught, absolutely, man or woman. You
absolutely
know what I mean? Like, to be
absolutely
calm, it's like... Shit, they done been seeing this. They mama's mama saw this. Like, they been seeing it
absolutely
for years, for generations. So, I mean...
It's a fucked up cycle.
Where do you feel like it could be fixed at? Give us some games.
I mean, like literally, it has to, like... I think a big problem is social media. And a big problem are these reality shows and things like that where they glorify women acting like damn fools and men acting like they ain't got no common sense. And it's like you walk into a scene on these reality shows. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Boom, 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 bam. Ah, bitch, fuck you. Like, why are you even fighting? Like, what happened? How did her name piss you off? Like, this is what's glorified and this is what gets the views and this is what gets... the money. So now you already come from a fucked up situation, and now all you see every time you scroll is ignorance and more disrespect and more. And now, like I said, all these fucking podcasts popping up with these men that don't know a goddamn thing. These women don't know shit. And then half the time they going back to a fucking one bedroom goddamn studio, sharing a bed and a couch, sharing shoes, but they talking about what the world should be. Like, it's not.
Is that a jab at anybody?
No, that's a general. That's not personal. That's
you know,
a general
you're
statement.
On one of the greatest podcasts on earth right now. One of the greatest podcasts in the motherfucking world, Masika.
That should be a soundbite.
We will not do that one, not today. We will not do that today. You know where you at? The Sharp Tank.
The Sharp Tank.
No Jumper.
The Sharp Tank.
Sharpest, coolest podcast in the motherfucking world.
I mean, I feel the
You're
energy.
Here for a reason.
I feel the energy.
So you should say, other than Sharp Tank and No Jumper, I feel like these podcasts.
Oh,
push
oh! You know it wasn't. Wait, you know that wasn't. That wasn't a jab.
An
wait,
ugly narrative. Woo,
that wasn't a jab. That was. I'm here because you're one of the few that's not on some bullshit.
I don't be on no bullshit.
It's not no bullshit.
And you know what? I feel like what you were talking about makes me want to bring up the situation with Love and Hip Hop and you being in Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. And you know, you were just talking about like media and just reality TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, what was some of your experiences? You know, starting out with that.
So, without getting into contractual things, you know, I was really naive, extremely naive when I started Love and Hip Hop.
Just wanted to get a bag.
Period.
Like anybody else, Period. Masika. Period. You can tell the shit.
I'm gonna tell you how I got on the show. So, I did this show, this scripted series when I first moved to LA, and there was this guy on set that was a PA. His name was Ernest Dukes. Mm-hmm. And it was James DeBow was the producer of the show, and Ernest was his personal assistant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was just kind of like the underdog on the set. A lot of people, you know, they don't treat the PAs nicely. He was cool with me. I was cool with him. I treated him nice. We exchanged numbers. Mm-hmm. One day I woke up, two of my best friends who live, one lived in Miami, one lived here. They sent me an ad. I think it was Boss Up. I don't know which blog. Some blog posted Love and Hip Hop's coming to LA. And they were both like, boop. They were both like, Masika, you got to get on the show. And my immediate thought was, I ain't get on that show. I want to do reality TV. I would never do that. 5 seconds later, I was like, do I want to be a working actor or acting like I'm working? I have just moved to LA. I'm like, I need a job. Hell yeah, I'm going to get on that show. So I had saw that Ernest, after we wrapped on the TV show that we did, I saw that he was he became a publicist. And he was representing a couple different reality girls.
Right.
So I hit him up. And, you know, like I said, we had kept in touch and we had a good rapport. And I was like, hey, do you know anybody that can put me in? He was like, I got you. So he set me up with one of the EPs. Like, he told her about me. And she was like, have her send me something salacious. And he was like, what text messages you got from, like, rappers or this or that? Or, like, send me something.
Oh, I was like, messy
I got you. I sent him a couple screenshots from three dudes that were like, they were kind of like talking about like, why are you talking to him? Why this? It was, I've never talked about this shit before. I sent screenshots.
That's why we here.
I sent screenshots from Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber, and Molly Mall. And because of the nature of the conversations, they immediately called me for an interview. And Mona had set up interviews. What hotel was it? Some hotel in Beverly Hills. And I was one of the last interviews of the day. She was so tired.
Oh, Justin Bieber wanted to take a chocolate dip. Justin Bieber. Hey, the
Biebs. We're not going to do that.
Hey, Biebs.
No, me and Justin are friends. Biebs. We're cool.
It's cool, but I'm just saying Biebs.
Listen. This was 1,000 years ago, okay?
I see you, Biebs.
This was back like 2012, okay?
So what? Biebs and, was still grown at that point. Biebs wasn't a little nigga.
Anyway, moving right
Wayne
along.
Too. That's moving my right nigga, along. But I know all his dreads was intact at that point.
Them dreads was fire.
It was all intact at that point. That's
listen,
my nigga.
Listen. This Fucks is back in
up,
yesteryear.
Man, Lil Wayne.
We have moved on. We've gotten married. We have done, you know, we now go.
So what? You still did this shit.
That was back.
You still did you it. Know? You still
So
proud
anyway.
Of it.
So anyway, I brought up to explain what happened.
Right, because
I've never talked.
You're not proud of it.
I'm not unproud.
Exactly.
It's just part of my. It's
so
part of history.
At least I know I'm hitting.
It's not like a. I don't have a feeling towards it. It's just like it's like going. You know, getting directions to the final destination. This is the road I traveled to get here. You know, I don't have a feeling about passing that stop sign. It's a stop sign. I'm motherfucking bad.
Okay, so you sent all these.
I sent them, and they set up an interview immediately with Mona. And I met with her towards the end of the day. She was like, not paying me no attention. I was talking to her. She was like looking away, looking down. She asked me a couple questions. And she was like, I'm fucking tired. I've been doing interviews all day. Okay, that's all I have. And walked off. And I was like, she didn't even spend 5 minutes with me. And I walked out of that. I'm like, fuck, she didn't like me. The next day, I got a contract. I got an offer. So whatever it was, she was like, you're fucking crazy. And honestly, I think that's what they like. But like for me, I foolishly thought a show called Love and Hip Hop, I thought it was really going to get my music career popping. I really thought they were going to promote my music. I really thought that it was going to follow my life, my friends. I'm honestly glad that it didn't now that I know what I know. But I didn't realize that everything was going to be produced, controlled, contrived. Like, I didn't know. Like, I thought that I was going to get a camera crew and they was going to follow me around. And, like, you know, that's what I foolishly thought. Mm. I didn't realize I was going to get a call time and a general idea of how to dress for what I might be doing. And then when I get there, they pick me up and take me so I can't leave on my own recognizance. And then they take my phone from me so that once they tell me what I'm doing, I can't text nobody and say, girl, we got to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? So people always ask, like, is it real? Is it real? Like, it's like, you know, when you're in school, and you had to write a paper. And before the paper, you wrote an outline. Mm-hmm. And then you write a paper from that outline. They write the outline and you write the paper. So it's like, technically, like, I'm saying, I'm choosing what I want to say based off what they're forcing me to talk about.
You should be doing.
Yeah, they tell me the topics.
Yeah.
Okay, today you're going to talk, you're going to meet
you
with this person.
Some type of action to that.
So
that you feel like.
So they give you what you have to do and then you choose how you have to do it. But it's like at the drop of a dime. Like literally I pull up, they tell you, then you go in, bam. And it's like, you got to focus on, okay, I got to hit these five beats with this perfect stranger I don't fucking know. And then let's say me and you are filming together for the first time, and you don't know shit about me, I don't know shit about you. We didn't even know that we were filming together to have a chance to even Google each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they tell me, Masika, ask Sharp about, tell Sharp you ran to Melissa and she's so sweet. Now, I have no idea that Melissa's your wife that you're going through a divorce with, and she fucked your brother or some shit. So I'm like, oh my God, I just was with Melissa and her boyfriend, not knowing that, you know, you got, that, like, you know what I'm saying? So now you're like, this bitch talking about my ex-wife with another nigga? But I don't know. I don't fucking know that, you know what I'm saying? So now you got a split-second decision to try to figure out how to react. Like, and it's so fast that you can't figure out, did they tell her to say this? Or now you're just mad. So we get the whole scene, whatever the case may be. We don't know each other. We don't have phone numbers. Now they have you go film with two bitches that hate me. And then they're like, oh, that mistake. And you're like, yeah, she was messy. She did say this. She did say that. So then 3 weeks go by, we ain't film with each other, but they had me film with your enemies, they had you film with my enemies. Now we come back together. I don't know, you don't know me, but now we hate each other. Because now we had five scenes with people that are talking all types of shit. So now you think I really meant it. I still don't even know
you
who
feel like. Do you feel like that's what you and Johnny Blaze low-key went through?
Oh, no. That was different.
I'm just saying, like, it's the way you kind of explain that narrative.
Different. So that was a different show. That was a different show.
Granted, but I'm just saying it still has the same type of completely ground
different.
Base.
It was completely different. I'm going to tell you why it's completely different.
Oh, okay.
And I can say this because
I don't
have an NDA
with
growing up hip hop. I'm about to tell you.
But it didn't matter. It was still painting the same narrative.
It looked the same.
It's still painting the same narrative.
Right. So with Love and Hip Hop, you didn't know what you were getting yourself into. With Growing Up Hip Hop, you knew what you were getting yourself into. They still find ways and edits to manipulate the shit. But like, me and Johnny did that together, and we were in cahoots. Like, we were actually laughing so hard in that fucking scene where we were pretending to fight. They had to keep making takes. Like, they asked us to do it. Like, we was like, it probably took an hour to get through that little argument just because we kept laughing. And like,
I'll be fake fighting.
It was that. So that's completely different. Love and Hip Hop, that never happened. Like, Love and Hip Hop was all like just shit. So Growing Up Hip Hop, like, when they cast me for that, I lived in L.A. They had me come out to Atlanta to do that. So, like, basically, every scene I shot, like, it had to be, like, planned and put together. Like, they had to ask us if we would do it. We spoke on the phone to each other. We went to eat afterwards. Like, so that's a completely different. Like, we was just doing what we had to do. That was some funny shit, honestly. We had fun that day. And Johnny's my girl. I fuck with Johnny. Like,
you and Johnny seem
me and Johnny
like
never had any beef.
Y'all
like,
really had a.
That's because we're good actors.
I mean, but doesn't that take away from. Like, I mean, because everybody knows, like, reality TV has some type of false narrative somewhere throughout the mixture because it's still going to make this a sweet mix, you know? But to find out, like, that it's just all bullshit and just all drag, like, I mean,
I would say
who would want to watch that, but
everybody's
gonna want to watch.
We're all actors. The beauty of
that
it
still
is that they don't think it's acting.
But I love to hear some. I love to bring somebody here that can like pour that out on
Matter
the table.
Shout out to fucking
quick.
Johnny Blaze. Yo, we had fun that day. We really did. She's a talented, dope ass singer, dope ass artist. She's a dope ass.
I mean, you were telling her like you gonna buy her. She had a fake bag. You was he was really on her. Y'all was really talking.
We did it, and honestly,
was talking about. And I think the narrative, if I quote, like I think it was something along the lines of her fucking with your baby daddy.
That's what they tried
and
to make it.
You tried to come talk to her about that, like, and confront her. Because I was like this. When I wanted to talk to you about it, I'm like, man, that shit look weird. And I was like, if that is the motherfucking case, I'm like, ain't you supposed to be the queen bee? You never sit there and go bow down and go lower to go talk to anybody about that. If anything, you should be talking to your man.
Here's the craziest part about that. I wouldn't agree to that narrative, right?
I'm mad at you.
Here's the crazy part. This shit blew my fucking mind. This shit blew my fucking mind, okay? Now, you know, because you're in production, so you know what room tone is, right? So for those of you that don't know, whenever you're filming any TV show, reality show, whatever the case may be, there's something called room tone. At the end of whatever the film day is, they call room tone. Everybody has to shut the fuck up, and they just record the background sound from the room, okay? They record the background sound with everything that's in the room. Now, I didn't know this until when I was growing up hip-hop. These motherfuckers will put a sentence in your mouth that you never said by using fucking room tone. They will take one word you said on 15 different days and piece it together as a sentence and throw the room tone behind it so it kind of blends out. And they'll show me talking to you. They'll show my POV. Then they'll turn it to your POV and they'll put a sentence out of my mouth that I never said on your POV. Now, it might be, like I said, 10 different days where it'd be like, I went to this, blah, 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 because it's not the same voice. But that room tone makes it all sound cohesive.
Right.
So they had me saying shit out my mouth that I never said. Like, they kept, I've never called my child's father by his rap name. Unless, like, it's just some, talking to somebody, whatever. But I call him by his first name. So they kept, like, they were asking, like, about, like, what was the problem with him working with Johnny? And they just couldn't get, I'm not about to do this dumbass shit. Like, I don't give a fuck that he did a song with her. So they would say something and I would call him Willie. They'd be like, say Fetty Wap. I'm like, I don't call this nigga Fetty Wap. They would take that sound bite of me saying Fetty Wap and, like, put that in a sentence. Fetty Wap did a song with Johnny. And it would be like 10 days, 10 different fucking days, and throw that fucking room tone behind it. So you really think, and I've never seen anything like that. And Laura Govan warned me about that shit, but I didn't understand what she meant.
Are you a robot?
Apparently I was.
Are you wearing a mask here today? Like, are you like...
I was on that show, apparently.
Are you really the real Masika? Like, do we have...
Yeah, I'm the only one, baby. Laura Govan warned me about that one day. She was like, Masika, don't ever take a breath when you speak a sentence. And I was like, huh? But like, she couldn't really elaborate. We were at a club, it was super loud. She couldn't really elaborate on what she meant. And then when I went on that show, I was like, that's what the fuck she meant. If you take a breath enough to where they can pull a word out, they will make you say some shit you would never say. And I've never seen that before. That was a different type of wicked. Love & Hip Hop didn't even do that shit. So growing up hip hop, y'all are some motherfuckers for that.
Yeah, no, it's probably going to get worse with the AI shit now.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Now it's on a whole nother
terrifying.
Level.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's on a whole nother
Speaking
level.
Speaking of AI.
They don't need you to say shit, but they just need your voice.
Speaking of AI, AI is threatening so many jobs, which is why we have the actor strike and the writer strike right now, one of the main reasons. But, you know, me as a stock market guru, you know, I picked some stocks on my
list. Give us a tip.
Okay, so I picked NVIDIA. Which 2 years ago, and I picked it because of the global chip shortage that was going on with all these cars and things like that because of COVID. There was a global chip shortage. I didn't know anything about AI, but it just so happens that, you know, I put in my stock market tip from badbitch.com that, you know, invested in NVIDIA. So I put about 10 grand in NVIDIA.
The chips that go into the cars.
Not just cars, but like
they had them chips
everything.
And they had a shortage on chips for the cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it was hard to sell a car because they needed some type of chip for them.
I bought a 2021 S580 in 2021. Most beautiful piece of shit I've ever purchased because it's missing everything. They put it out in a rush because of COVID. And there's
everything.
A malfunction that pops
that's
up every guy. It's a $150,000 piece of shit.
That's just crazy.
It's a piece of shit. And I just want to crash it off a bridge. There's a malfunction every goddamn day on this freaking car. But regardless, because of AI now, NVIDIA is one of the leaders in AI, my $10,000 worth of shares is now $50,000. Because of that. So AI is on some bullshit. And like you said, they're probably going to be manipulating so many different things now to where, like, they can make you say and do anything.
We're getting money in it. a secret, right? Like, we would be getting money and all this, like the AI shit, but like, where is this really gonna lead us?
Destruction.
Like, what rabbit hole, like, or what path are we going down?
It's unnatural.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, people like the money from it now because, yeah, it's easy to make money now from a click of a button. But what's this really doing? Like, where is this sending us?
I mean, when you think about it, all this virtual reality stuff.
It all has a purpose. None of it's done accidentally or eureka.
If you think about the reality, the world we live in, it's almost like we're masochistic. It's like people are, like, you're trying to fucking kill yourself out. Like all these agendas and, you know, like, it's crazy. It's like we are creating a universe that we literally can't procreate or produce in.
Police been doing dirty, but now they come out with all these videos and all this shit of how people, you know, are uncontrollable, right? Before we know it, what they're going to do is it's all going to be robotic. Them motherfuckers is soulless. It's heartless. What if they malfunction and just shoot an innocent person because it was taken wrong? Like, they're trying to move everybody out of everything. You go in grocery stores, there's no tellers in a lot of that shit no more.
You know, Whole Foods, they got this thing now where you scan your wrist. You just scan your wrist and you walk out.
I didn't know that.
Now, I don't know what it is. They say it's like, I don't know what, because it's not a chip. I wouldn't even, but it's something where you just like wave your hand and you get your groceries, you wave your hand and you walk out the door.
Well, let's get off the theories. And I got to ask you, like, how long have you been an artist? Like, how long have you been?
So, I wrote my first song when I was 9 years old. And it was a very dark song. It was a rap song. It was very dark.
Why is it very dark? Because I grew up in rap.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was a rap. Because I sing. Okay. I sing. So I'm only differentiating that it was a rap song because that was my first song. I'm a singer. And I remember the record because I grew up in Chicago. I still remember.
What side of Chicago you grew up on?
Southside. What you mean?
Southside Wild Hunters?
Close to it.
Close
78,
to it.
78th and Ellis. Close by Stony Island.
Man, shout out to the Wild Hunters, man. If y'all are watching this, man, I know y'all over there still moving and grooving.
Period.
Man,
you know how they roll.
Still having y'all way, but continue.
So it was, music was always just something that I wrote about or like sang about or rapped about to talk about like the life experiences that I had. But believe it or not, I used to be shy. No one believes it. So I didn't like to perform in front of people.
What do you know, Masika? Shy?
Could you believe it?
Never.
Never. Could you believe it? So it wasn't until like I was a teenager that I started getting like confidence and stuff like that to like perform and like battle and all these things.
So, was always a pretty girl, or was you like a little ugly duckling at one point?
I was always
time?
Pretty, but I didn't know I was pretty until I was 12. And I didn't know I was pretty until I was 12 because I went to school with white people. So I wasn't white people's pretty. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood. I went to school in an all-Mexican neighborhood with all rich white kids. My parents shipped us outside of the city to go to school, private school with white people because they didn't want us in the gangs. But they didn't know, because my parents grew up in that, they didn't know that the alternative were all the white kids on drugs bringing knives to school and wanting to commit suicide and jumping out of fucking windows.
Yeah.
So I had three extremes in every single day. The black kids I grew up with, the Mexican kids that were in the neighborhood where I went to school with, and then the white kids that were at school with me. And that was my biggest experience because I was with them all day long. So there was times where I was the only black person in my class. They would ask me, are you an African booty scratcher? They would like to throw pencils.
I remember that shit.
There was this white girl, her name was Laura Dusick, and Carrie, I forget Carrie's last name.
That's good, but like, right there. That was a good one.
They threw a pencil on my hair one day to see if it would stick. And I remember I was in like third or fourth grade, and I turned around, and they were like laughing, see it sticks or something like that. And I don't remember what I said to them, but I said something about their greasy, oily hair full of lice and something like that. The little girl started crying and went to the principal and tried to tell on me. And like they called my mama and they tried to suspend me from school.
You told her the truth. Lice was big back then.
It was huge. It was huge. You worried about this texture
mean?
In my hair, bitch,
you
but you got lice,
that for
bitch.
For a reason, because motherfuckers was moving lice. It was. Back it was then,
they,
you know?
Them little white girls were going
you
home.
You don't hear about it too much these days.
Right.
But back
them little
then,
dirty
that
bitches
shit.
Eating them bologna sandwiches full of Miracle Whip that just. Looking Miracle, nasty, nasty white girls. That's
like
my
that,
memory.
I used to put a little bit of light mayo.
No. It was a mayonnaise Miracle Whip sandwich. It was just Miracle Whip.
A little bit of Miracle Whip. I mean,
a little bit is different.
I've had to have a mayo sandwich. You ain't never had to have one?
I hated Miracle Whip.
It's just because you hated it.
I hated it.
Don't try to throw that on
I hated
for the Miracle
nah,
Whip.
Nah, the one piece of bologna with 10 pounds of Miracle Whip on the white bread.
I never knew it was salad dressing. I always thought it was mayo until I had real mayo. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I like this shit too. I like this shit too, man. Shit, man, not having nothing, man. Hey, then we'd have to have ketchup and bologna sandwiches before, man.
This is true. But this like shit that is but that wasn't like, that wasn't like out of desire. That was out of necessity.
Nah, I ain't want that shit, but I exactly. learned about it because I was hungry.
Right. Right. So, you know, this is how I grew up. I grew up with all these different, you know, different dynamics and stuff like that. Like they thought it was the blackest thing. You know what I'm saying? So growing up with
a little light, baby.
Oh, don't tell them
light,
that.
You got a light bright.
Don't tell them that. You got some brightness. They thought I was that kind.
No,
I'm talking about that's crazy. I went to school with these white kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Up until fifth grade. Then I went to school with black kids. And it was just like a huge culture shock, like a huge difference. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Really went to Eastside High one day and saw how it really was.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get it.
Yeah.
Did you try to join the Clovers?
What is that?
Cheerleading.
I wanted to be a cheerleader. My mom didn't let me. I did drill team, step team, dance team, ballet. My mom wouldn't let me be a cheerleader. I wanted to, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was like, you ain't be a cheerleader with them white girls.
You wanted to be a cheerleader, huh?
But you know what? Like, honestly, I didn't need to be a cheerleader with them little white girls. I really didn't.
Yeah, why not? They
was just nasty. No, they was just nasty girls. They was just like mean girls. And like the only reason they didn't like me because I was black.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I didn't know that I was pretty until I went to summer camp with black people. And the little 12, 13 year old boys was like, ooh. I didn't know I was pretty because I wasn't the white people pretty.
You are all right, Masika. Like,
don't do that. You was started. Out there, man.
Hey, you was cool. I told you. I said, all right, you was cool. You look better than your baby pictures. All right, I'm in agreeance. You look better than your baby pictures, but I ain't gonna let you just keep putting some stank where
you just asked me a question. You asked me that I always know I was pretty. Yeah. That I didn't know until I got around black people.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until I was like 12 that I was like, oh, I'm that bitch. Oh, I'm really a cold piece of work.
You ain't never had one of them white boys on a varsity just blues you, like, you know, varsity.
Nah,
team,
like
white boy.
Some of the little white boys had crushes on me and stuff, but like, I'm a kid. Like, I didn't really even get what that was. Like, I was like, this is a white boy in my face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even really get it until I got older.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, of course, but even then, it would be like a wild card. Because even the little white boys that liked me, their parents were prejudiced. So, like, they weren't even really allowed to. You know what I mean? So, it was
allowed to like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, when I got to sixth grade and went to a black school, that's when everything kind of changed for me. Yeah, I was like, oh.
So you've been doing music even through all that?
So I wasn't doing it, but like I would sing and do talent shows and stuff like that. Then I started battle rapping. I was really good. I was suck now. I would never
you
do it.
You kept saying that.
I used to be really fucking good. I used to battle rap grown men from 14 to 17. But like I was going through a lot in my life, like, and that was my release.
Yeah.
That was my release. Once I, you know, moved out and was, you know, doing things on my own, I didn't have that anger anymore. I didn't need to do that release anymore. So I stopped doing it. And I lost the passion and the desire for it, so I wouldn't do it again. But like I do cute raps and stuff like that now. But so I joined a pop
Describe
group.
Describe a cute rap.
Like City Girl rap, like you know, like first class bitch. I need first class shit. Money on my mind, only rich bitch shit. He settled for that because he can't get with this, but that nigga know who. But you know, like cute, like
that's
like
your verse?
Cute. That's a hook on one of my songs.
That's a hook
like
on
like cutesy shit. Like we talking about shopping. We talking about. Taking flight,
do
like
you really live like that? You're with getting busted down after he buy you the flight. Are you really living
fuck,
like that?
Fuck no.
I'm just asking.
No,
if
no,
the music,
I didn't say that.
If the music.
I didn't say that. That's
said,
not what I said.
Well, I feel like everybody
that's not what
got
I said.
Some truth to their music.
No, that's not what I said.
But
though.
The next line was coming like that.
That's not what I said.
Ain't that you, why he
it's
do
not,
what he
it's
do?
Not just the flight. Like, it oh, he bought me a flight. No, it has to be the whole experience, and I have to actually like you. Like, cause you oh. might, like back when I was getting flued out. If I get flued out and touch down and you an asshole, my nigga, it's not.
You
it's
never made no mistake. Fly out, let the nigga bust you down, and he couldn't even buy you no Applebee's. You ain't
never.
Yeah, I heard that gulp. You been never. Through something? Never. You
never.
Never flew out one time.
Never.
I don't give a fuck if you had to catch the Greyhound. Hell,
never.
Drive yourself 100
no,
miles.
No. I've flown out. I've flown out and
you had a couple fuck ups.
No, but I've flown out and a nigga wasn't all that he claimed to be.
Yeah.
And I ended up having to like excuse myself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
that's happened before when I was like 21, 22 maybe. Yeah, but like it wasn't no, I flew out, he had his way, and I'm like, ooh, this nigga's a buster. No, oh nigga, you a buster, I'm out. But I always had like.
You ain't always do that.
How you gonna tell me? You know my life?
Because I want to learn it. Nah. But I know there's gotta be.
I've been in some situations, honestly.
You've been in some situations.
Nah, but like I've been in some situations. I've been into some situations because I. So maybe I was so foolish thinking I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do. You fly me out and you nigga, you ain't about to touch me. And I had niggas was like, bitch, fuck you. And I had to like. Figure out my own way home. I've had that happen back when I was young and stupid and careless and wild. You know what I'm saying? Which is why now, like, I think it's a bad idea for young girls or women to do things like that. But then again, like for me, I have very young parents. My parents did the best that they could. My parents got married at 18 and 21. Okay. So they came from the inner city. My mom from the west side of Chicago. My father from the south side of Chicago. They didn't have shit. They didn't know shit. They did the best they could. They gave us a euphoric view of how life is supposed to be and didn't really tell us what you really do when life goes this way because they lived a hard life. So they tried to protect us from it. And I can totally understand that. But at the end of the day, like my parents taught us, you don't have sex before you marry. You live with your parents. You meet your sweetheart. Then you get married. You get a great job. And then you have great careers. You have kids.
Yeah.
They never taught us, well, if you do have sex before marriage, this is how you protect yourself. Well, if you have to move out, this is how you pay bills. You know, so I didn't know.
Did you do all that?
Do what?
Did you do all of what you just explained? Did you ever do any of that, like just in that order?
You mean like the euphoric view of how?
Yeah, just.
Fuck no. Yeah. Who does? Who does? You know who does?
A lot of people are claiming.
You know who does? People who's. Like a lot of Jewish families and Indian families and white families and Asian families where the kids do live at home until they're ready to go off and get married and they're able to have 401ks and Roth IRAs. And by the time they get married, they already got $250,000 in the bank and their parents got them life insurance policies from childhood. So now they have $1 million policy, the irrevocable trust that they can fucking borrow against without having to pay interest or pay back. You know what I'm saying? So
did
like,
you get kicked out or did you leave?
I got kicked out.
You got kicked out?
Mm-hmm. I got kicked out when I was 18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I literally went walking down the street with nothing. I had nothing in my pockets, nothing. Mm. And I had to ask a neighbor if I could use her phone to call somebody to pick me up. And I never went back after that. I had nothing. I didn't have underwear. I didn't have toothbrush, toothpaste, toothpick. I didn't have a bobby pin. I didn't have a ponytail holder.
Did you take a shower that day?
When I got to my destination, yeah. But
where'd
like, so the guy I was dating at that time. I called him to pick me up. He lived with his parents and he had four siblings. It was five of them. His parents let me stay in their basement with his parents and his siblings. I stayed in the basement for 3 months, went and got three jobs, got a car, got an apartment and kept moving. I had to borrow clothes from one of my homegirls who was like 30 pounds heavier than me. I literally had nothing. And I think that my parents thought they were teaching me a lesson. I think that they thought, like, we gonna put her out, she gonna come crawling back. Nah, nah. But the crazy thing is, like, I didn't know shit about the real world. Nothing. You know, so I had to figure everything out the hard way. Like, I was so vulnerable. It's like I was a sheep in a world of nothing but wolves. And I had to like quickly figure out how to protect myself. And that goes back to one of the first questions you asked me about, like what I don't ever want my daughters to experience. You know, I want to tell my daughters the right way to do things and the way that I hope they do things. But I'm also going to let them know how the real world really fucking is. Like, yeah, I would love for you to stay home with mommy and daddy and go to college and get a good job or a career, whatever it is, invest or whatever, real estate, stock, whatever it is, until you find or your Prince Charming finds you. But if that doesn't happen, this is how you protect yourself. This is how you pay. This is how you prepare yourself. You know, so I want to make sure that my daughters have that. I started my company for my daughter, Kari Barbie Beauty. My daughter's name is Kari Barbie. I started that when I was pregnant because I wanted her to always have something. You know, I've added products for my other daughter now because I want her to always have something. You know, my children, my niece, my god kids, they all have investment portfolios that I invest in every single week. I have an automatic transfer every time I swipe my card. This card, this one gets $100. Every time I swipe this card, this one gets $25. Every time I swipe this one automatically set up. So by the time they're 18, they have $100,000 plus
something.
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 for, it don't even, you know, matter. Yeah, just exactly. Something. You know, they have their 529.
More than what they probably was going to have, because there's a lot of kids exactly. out here not having nothing.
Exactly. I never want my child, boy, girl, either way, especially daughter, though, to ever be walking down the street like I was with lint in a pocket trying to figure out how to survive. Hmm. Never want that to happen. You know, so that is everything that I'm doing it for right now. And, you know, I started music really young, and I stopped a bunch of times because I didn't have money. I didn't have what I needed to have. So, again, I was vulnerable. I was signed to Block Entertainment back when he had Gorilla Zoe and Jody Breeze and Boys in the Hood and Young Jock and, you know, all of these people. And Tamika, who now is with QC, was the boss over there, you know, back in the day. And, you know, Block signed me off of one unmixed record and some pictures. And, you know, I would be in the studio and he would come up behind me trying to massage my shoulder. You're doing a good job. And, you know, all this weirdo ass shit. And I realized, like, until, like, as long as someone else is paying for my studio, as long as someone else is paying for my music video, they're going to try to have their way with me. And I wasn't willing to give my integrity for the possibility of maybe having a career. So, like, I put my dreams on hold and I went to work. I didn't want to really fully pursue it until I was able to pay for it. So I could tell them, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. I got the same bag that you got. Or I got enough. And it's not from a prideful place or a haughty place. It's from a place of survival. It's from a place of protection. And I feel like people get that so misconstrued because I've been in those situations with these men that wanted to help me, but all they wanted to do was help themselves. And it's like, you got to figure out, are you going to discard me or are you going to help me? Who wants to live like that? You know, so yeah, I could have been the 20-year-old pop artist probably if I, you know, compromise or whatever, but that wasn't the path for me. So, you know, like, I feel like I've taken a lot of breaks on this music journey. I didn't want to pursue music until I could afford to do it my way. So now when I go to the studio, I pay for my studio sessions. I pay for my own mixing and mastering. I pay for my own this, pay for my own that. And I'm just now at that place where I'm ready to put out my EP. I'm ready to put out my singles. I'm ready to do all this because, you know, I'm now in the right situation where I'm the boss of my own situation. Nobody is holding puppet strings, you know, above my head where if I don't do what they want me to do, they can fuck me up or fuck me over.
I got to know. I really want to know if, are you willing to do any other type of reality shows? And I have one that comes to mind, you know, just with even, like, Natalie Nunn and them, like, would you ever be willing to, like, go on, you know, bad, you know what I'm saying, baddies or something?
Hell
like
no. What is that? Hell no.
You would never step over to that type of realm?
Anyway.
You would never step over to that realm. I mean, or hell, would you even do your own shit?
So, the only current show in syndication that I would have any desire to do is Housewives. That's the only reality show.
Don't you got to be a housewife to, like, really do that? Or with somebody that they know?
I am a housewife.
But with somebody that they know?
They know me. Who gives a fuck about the husband? No disrespect to the husband.
Right,
no disrespect to the husband.
I mean, I would think that they do.
But half, you know, no, they mean, don't, because half the housewives aren't even married.
But they make sure that it looks like that, right?
Marlo was never married. No shade to Marlo. Love Marlo. Cherie's divorced. Portia was divorced. Like, Needy got divorced on the show. Kim had a sugar daddy that never came on camera. Like, the title is Housewives, but and this is no shade, because these women paved the fucking way. These women are the reason why I would do these shows. So this is not a jab. Most of housewives ain't never been housewives. I'm currently a housewife. Like, that's not all I am, but, like, so, honestly, if you think about it with these shows.
Housewife said,
I would love to stay home.
Well, but I thought that was the true definition, the meaning of the show.
It's a remix definition, because none of them are actually, none of the women are truly, well, some of them maybe, but most of those women aren't the definition of housewives. That's just the title of the fucking show. So I don't, like, and if you think about the show, it's about
don't
the
you
women.
Think that's false advertisement?
Who said it's false? It's a remix definition.
I'm just saying,
I mean, if you want to get down to the meat and potatoes, then sure. But who cares?
Hey, Donnie, a show called Housewives and has no real housewives on it, don't you feel like that's false advertisement?
there's no way that you're there's no way that
you
today
that false advertisement. It's like I'm watching a show that's called Housewives.
How many years has this show been on, right?
It has no Housewives on it.
How many years has this show been in syndication? At least a decade, right? At least a decade. They have multiple franchises. There's no way you were today years old sitting across from me that you just realized that 90% of them ain't Housewives. There's no way that today you realize that.
I feel like you sell a false narrative. I mean, yes, you
have done some acting. I'm not on the show. How I'm selling it.
It's where you would like to go. I'm saying I don't feel like you would, but you did kind of tell me earlier.
I'm an actress. I'm going to sell whatever you're going to buy.
I'm
gonna sell water to a whale. I'll sell a fucking polar bear ice.
I feel like it's fucked up because it's like it ruins the shows.
How does it ruin the show when they're the number one shows trending?
Because it's all false narratives.
And everybody loves it. People love fake shit.
It was called reality for a reason. It's supposed to be.
It was. That's how I fucked up because I thought it was gonna be real shit. That's how I fucked up. When I realized that the only thing real about it is they really trying to fuck you over. Once you realize the game, you can master it. These shows work because people love bullshit.
So
they love to be lied to.
That's why I asked you. If you know this, why wouldn't you go on something like Baddies? I mean, shit.
Because I'm not about to be subjected to walking in a scene where bitches like, my objective is to fight. I'm a pretty bitch. I don't want to break a goddamn nail. And on some, like, at the end of the day, like, I get crazy. Like, don't, bitch, don't touch me. I don't want to fight. Like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight, sweetheart. But if I have to, like, I'm a kill you.
They might not fuck with you. Shit, they might not. I'm saying,
but like, that's
not
me. Like, I'm a pretty girl.
They might listen to you.
Like, and they might. But like, at the end of the day, these bitches are trying to figure out how to get camera time.
Yeah.
And if they know I'm going to get camera time, if I just start.
What if you are the version that Tommy should have been coming into the house?
I don't care.
You know?
I don't care. Like,
so
I have daughters. I have daughters.
So you have a better understanding to what really
but
be
that's
going
the thing.
On.
I don't have time to sit on camera and talk to unfathered bitches about why they acting
Ooh,
like niggas.
Yeah, there we
I don't
go.
Have time for that.
That's
because on
right
camera,
on.
You got a certain
Spicy.
Amount of time to do what you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. Off camera, it might make sense. But I know you got this period of time trying to get as much camera time as you can
it
try to get.
You. You brought it out. It was
I'm just
you.
Saying,
it
I don't have time.
Your,
I don't have time. I got
it.
A daddy. I got a mother. My parents married for 43 years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And regardless of, like, whether I didn't agree with everything they did everything they could. You know what I'm saying? Like, my father didn't let me open doors. My father didn't let me take out trash.
Yeah.
My father made sure, like, I always walked on the inside of the street.
Other women that did have daddies to show them.
And again, that's not right. My ministry
not
is not to do that on these
that.
Type of shows.
And I get that.
On these
but
type of shows.
It seems like it's much needed.
It is, which is why I've created my own show.
And not even, and I'll get to that, but like, not even to pinpoint nothing on Baddies or nobody, but just like, it's gotten like that on a lot of these shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And it seems like in some department, it's needed because it does create a true balance. Right?
What's needed?
Just that balance of somebody being like you said, there's a lot of you feel like a lot of them are fatherless bitches, as I quote, right?
Yeah.
So
and
maybe
again,
they
that
need
is
to
not an
around.
Insult to the women because it wasn't
but
your
it
choice.
Was a little bit.
Yeah. No. It wasn't your choice. You're a product of your environment. Yeah. Like, who can fault someone for not having a daddy? Did you make the nigga leave? No,
but
that's
maybe,
not your fault.
But, maybe
but you don't even right.
Some chicks that have had that,
right?
So they can see,
right.
A person only can do what they learn.
Exactly.
They don't just think it by themselves.
Exactly.
It's
but,
not a light bulb that goes off. They got
to
see it.
When you
somewhere.
Go to school, you go there to learn, right? When you go to concert, you don't go there to learn. So I'm not going to go on a show that's made for fighting to try to educate a bitch. She's not there to learn. There's no capacity for me to be at a concert that's loud. The square root of pi is 4.3. You're there to have a rave. You're there to scream. So I'm not about to walk up into a fucking shit show in a boxing ring talking about, okay, let's talk about your daddy issues.
But that's why
you're there to fight.
But that's why I always notice that there's only a couple, maybe one to none, that only pass through that door of superstar movements. because of that.
The Cardi B's, the Dreas, the Nene Leakes. There's only a few.
There's not a lot that comes through the door. It's because everybody got that same type of mentality of like, I'm not there to teach none of these bitches. I don't give a fuck. Even if I do know the knowledge, even if I do got the keys, I'm not here to teach this bitch because I'm going
to
treat this
shit
like
a concert. I'm here to get what I got to get.
That's
and move
cool
the fuck on. It is cool. It is very cool. It is very cool because guess what you won't do? You're not going to kill yourself trying to save somebody that wants to drown.
No. But you know what? If you can help and you see you can say something, words to say words cost nothing.
So
maybe a bit of energy, but shit, we spend energy towards bullshit.
So back in your previous life, did you tell these bitches that they're throwing away their lives?
Throw away whose life?
Back in your previous life.
Okay.
Or your previous career. Uh-huh. Did you tell these bitches that you was hoeing out, baby, don't sell your pussy?
Is that throwing their lives away?
You should have. You should have said, baby, not, you have more listen, value. Listen. Don't sell your coochie and bring me your money. But you
it's
did
not
it.
About,
because
hey,
it what because they weren't there to learn. They were there to turn tricks and make money.
Let me tell you something.
So why the fuck should I be better than you?
Commentate. I'm going to tell you this, baby. See, me being in the game and how I move, sweetie, they gave it to me. I never had to go sit there and do any of that.
I got
to
sit there and do it?
I'm just telling you, baby, you don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
But if it's a certain type of knowledge, I'm going to still give the bitch the knowledge. Shit, if that's what she's already
but
doing.
But you still going to say, bitch, run me my money.
That don't got nothing to do with bread.
It do.
That's common sense that you're giving people.
It do.
That's common sense that
but
you're
again,
giving people.
Again, I'm
that's
not going to go in the lion's
learning.
Den.
But
I'm not going to go in the lion's
of
den.
Higher learning that you're giving them. Like, hey, you got to pay a fee to
listen,
get this part.
I ain't a school
that's
teacher.
That's fucking basic knowledge.
I'm a school teacher. I ain't a school
that
teacher.
Around to people. But
and
that's
I pass
why
it around on a
retarded.
Different platform.
That's
I do.
Why, but that's why we're retarded. It's because we're not willing to share that or process that with
I
each
share
other.
It all day, every day.
That's the problem.
I share it all
right
day,
now,
every
hey,
day. I'm not going to go on a show
go,
for fighting the show.
I don't give a fuck where you go. You should always be willing to spread knowledge.
That's ridiculous.
I don't give a fuck where you
that's,
go, and
that's
where
ridiculous.
We fuck up.
That's ridiculous.
And that's where
ridiculous.
We fuck up.
Because you don't do that.
That's where we
you ain't gonna
where
do it.
I always do. Even if it come off aggressive, I'm always trying to give some game. Whether they reciprocate
but
in the way
what?
That they're supposed to.
You can
to,
pick and choose what
like
doors you
matter.
Go through. I'm not going somewhere I don't feel welcome to try to be welcome.
It's
that's ridiculous.
That. It's not about
it
that.
Why the fuck do I need to go on
with,
baddies to educate
with.
Some bitches that want to fight?
It,
why
man,
the fuck do I need to do that? That's,
that.
Re, that's
you
retarded.
You don't have to, but you
exactly.
just coming in there, that's blessings. Doing that type
yeah,
of
and
shit
guess what?
Is still
guess
being
what?
A blessing.
Guess what? I am a blessing. And when I realized that my no was stronger than my yes, I became more powerful. So fuck no. I ain't doing mm-hmm. no damn shit that's beneath me to try to educate some people that don't want to fucking learn. Because
world,
that's a waste of my time and energy when I have
world,
children to educate. And on my
you.
Platform, it's
world,
not for fighting. That's where
your,
I do it at. I'm not
going
to go in the boxing ring and try to make people
your
eat
world,
fucking
baby,
vegan food. That's retarded.
Everybody's beneath you. That's why. And I get where your whole mixture is.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not saying
that's
anybody's beneath me. I'm saying I'm not going into the lion's den dressed in meat and thinking that someone's going to listen to me. All they want to do is...
Nobody said that.
That's a lion's den.
As
I'm not going
game,
in covered
you know
in fucking meat
truth,
and tell people, wait, lions.
Matter.
Lions, wait,
she
listen to me.
She don't want that.
I don't.
She want to know more than them bitches.
You sound
she
crazy. No, I do know more.
You want to take a sideways, steamy shit. Yep. You want to sit
if
there
I
and
went
know,
on that show,
I, got the whole
I would.
Loaf of bread.
If I went on that show, that is what I would want to do.
That's why bitches on that show be taking bitches.
You know what?
Bread.
You're mad because I'm not mad. I'm not letting you whoa. Try to get me out of my point.
I'm not mad.
You are.
No.
You're aggressive.
Baby, I'm not.
There's absolutely no reason in heaven,
me.
Hell, or earth.
I'm just asking.
There's no reason in heaven, hell, or earth for me to go do some dumb ass shit to try to
it's
educate. I would be a dumb
it's
bitch.
Not dumb.
I'd be
dumb,
a dumb
baby.
Bitch walking
dumb.
Into a fucking a boxing match
it's
trying to
dumb.
Get everybody to sing him.
But this is the real you right here.
That's stupid. That's dumb yeah. as fuck. That's dumb as fuck. That's why I left Love & Hip Hop. Because at the end of the day,
and
I have daughters
right
that are going to be looking
you
at me.
You're just as crazy as them bitches. That's why I said I feel like it's a perfect fit.
Well, you know what?
Dr.
If you
Sharp
feel like that, then you go fucking get some of them bitches
you.
That you used to pimp
it's,
and you go
what's
put them
that
on there.
To do with anything? This
because
is what you're
talking like
now.
You. You're talking like you, Father Teresa.
This is what, listen, this is what you're into now. And I'm not going to say what you say because to you, that's a personal jab. I'm just talking to you about
what
you've already been into. You're into reality TV.
No, baby, you said this is what I'm into right now.
Into
I
reality
quit.
TV, baby.
I quit in 2017.
You're into reality TV.
What is
you
the year?
To go back to my motherfucking pit
what
today.
Is the
what
year?
What the fuck's that got to do
what
with
is
you?
the year?
And I'm gonna be honest.
What
with
is
you.
The year?
Ain't that more past?
What
than
year are we in?
We're in your present.
What year are we in?
Ain't this 2023. What you do?
But no,
ain't
this what you do? Said this is what I'm into.
Other than the music,
I quit in 2017.
Don't you do reality TV?
What year is it?
You know you on some.
What
bullshit.
Year is it?
Don't
2023.
You do reality TV?
I quit in 2017, honey.
So, but this is what you.
You
still
said this
do.
Is what I currently do. What is
this
the year?
Is what you
Can
do.
You do math? That was 6 years ago.
It don't matter. This
you said this is what I currently do. No, this is what you think I do.
Still want to go?
How you telling me
that's
what I want to do?
That's all I know. You asked. It's not for
that's
your fucking
your
music.
That's
no,
your
that's
fault.
Your fault.
No, it's not your.
You
no, it's not my fault.
Job,
I do a
baby.
Great job, which is why I made
tell.
Millions off of the stock
I
market,
can't
honey.
Tell. Millions off the stock market.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even have needed music. You wouldn't want
no, no,
the shit
I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I want it.
Music takes away from your family.
I don't need it. I
why
want it. I love it. I love it.
You already
because I love it.
You full of shit.
Exactly. And like I said, I waited until I was a rich ass bitch to be able to do everything that I wanted to do.
The shed,
I love
the
this.
Rose
I love.
Got,
I, what,
rose,
what's your sign, honey?
The rose.
What's your sign, baby?
Her, just
what's
a
your no,
bit.
Babe? The rose got to you.
No,
you got veins popping out
I
your
asked
neck.
You a couple questions,
and
baby.
You, ooh, you
I
mad?
I asked you a couple questions.
I love
I'm
it. What's your
mad.
Sign?
You see me mad or another podcast?
What's your sign?
Virgo.
Virgo.
Yes. I wouldn't even answer your question if I was mad. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
I wouldn't even answer
why you
your
so,
question.
Why you so? Why you so? Why you so like?
Just me, baby. We're in the Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the motherfucking world.
Anyway.
I done let you ramble on for the longest round this motherfucker. But I'm just letting you know, baby, I got the bigger microphone. And I'm just letting you know
you
off
have
the dribble.
You microphone. This is your show.
Off the dribble. This is still what you do.
This is your show.
You still shop yourself around like that.
Reality TV
reality
is not
TV,
what I do.
You
and
just don't
even
have to
if
go
it
fight
is,
bitches,
I create my
man.
Own show.
You just don't
why
have to
would
really
I want
fight
to?
None of them bitches. You shouldn't have to.
Why would I want
spread
to?
Spread love and peace.
You sound crazy.
I know I do, because you're going to go in there and spread sound, hate. Hey, you, Donnie.
No, I ain't going to go in there at
hey,
all.
Donnie,
I ain't going to go in there at all. That's why they have a VIP section
tank.
With VIP
no
ropes,
jumper.
And they don't
sharpest,
let certain people pass the ropes.
In the world.
That's why
ain't
certain
no
people don't get past
roast.
The VIP rope, honey.
You need to get your
I'm not going.
Together,
I'm not doing. I'm
Donnie,
not jumping in the crowd.
Shoot us
I'm not. I'm on the stage for the reason.
Man.
Well, if you, I'm on the stage for a reason.
You know you be playing.
No, you playing. And you playing yourself. You so mad. Listen, you can get in that motherfucking camera all you motherfucking want. I said what the fuck I said. I ain't playing a motherfucking thing. Only thing I play is the piano, and I ain't even that good at it. How? What? Did you pour something else in that cup? Well, that's why I'm a millionaire, baby, off of everything else. And that's why I paid to quit. And that's why I paid to get out of the contract. No, I came on here because... Why are you off camera talking? Are you that mad? Are you that mad?
I'm mad, baby.
You are mad. You got veins popping up. You got veins popping up. You must be mixed. You turning red. Are you mixed? Okay, I can tell because you turning red. You got that white up in you. You got that white up in you. And I said what the fuck I said. And I said what the fuck I said. And I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to sit like a lady. And I'm going to keep sitting like a lady. I'ma keep sitting like a lady. I'ma say what I say, and I'm not gonna stand up. I'ma keep sitting. I'ma keep sitting in my Balenciaga shoes and my Balenciaga skirt. I'ma keep sitting looking pretty. I'ma keep sitting looking pretty, and you gonna act shitty. I don't act, baby. I'm a queen, honey. Nah, that's what you do. That's what I did. You don't know the year. It is 2023. You wanna dumpster dive in 2017? You do that.
Sound like you've been dumpster diving for a long time.
You sound crazy. You sound really crazy. You sound really crazy. You sound crazy. I didn't say you are crazy. I said you sound crazy. You sound crazy though. You sound crazy. Are you gonna sit down or you walking out? Are you gonna sit down or are you walking out? So then close out, motherfucker. Do your goddamn job. Close the fuck out. Close the fuck out. Close the fuck out. You ain't close out. You just got up.
She's just not listening.
Honey, you didn't close out. Your job is to close out. You just got up and walked out. You're still talking off camera.
Baby girl.
You're still talking off camera.